This week, two former senior coalition ministers have fronted the Royal Commission into the robo-debt scheme. While both Alan Tudge and Christian Porter denied ever seeing legal advice that found the scheme was unlawful, this revelation was made after being grilled by the Commissioner, Catherine Home.
You take any responsibility for this?
I do, and I look back on this and I see myself through the correspondence getting quite close at points to taking the next step of inquiry. And I didn't do that. I wish now that I had, but I also see the reasons why I didn't do that.
That's the former Liberal Minister Christian Porter. Rick Morton is a senior reporter for the Saturday paper and he's been covering the inquiry forensically. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Morning, PK. How are you?
Yeah, good. How significant is this admission from the former Social Services Minister?
Well, I thought it was very important because we haven't had a lot of it from the higher-ups, including Scott Morrison and Alan Tudge, the former Human Services Minister, who was told the Commission he was broadly familiar with the Westminster concept of ministerial responsibility but didn't really want to put himself on the block by saying, you know, I regret some things. Whereas Christian Porter was a very good witness, I thought, in comparison to Alan Tudge, and they were both ministers in the same super portfolio at the same time when Robodebt was really copying a lot of criticism. And, you know, Christian Porter, I think it was the least he could say on the stand for failing to ask those further questions that might have ended this thing 2 years before it actually did.
Christian Porter talked about the reasons that he didn't take that next step of an inquiry. What were they?
Well, so this is where I think it gets really complicated, right? Because certainly when he was acting for Alan Tudge, so Christian Porter's social services, senior portfolio, but at this stage Robodebt is being rolled out and it's under the auspices of Alan Tudge's portfolio, Human Services. And over the 2016-2017 summer period, Christian Porter is acting for Alan Tudge when there is a lot of media criticism starting to come out about this scheme. And he was saying that he just wasn't getting anywhere with the Department of Human Services senior officials like Catherine Campbell, the Secretary, Melissa Golightly, the Deputy Secretary. In fact, he became so frustrated with them because he didn't think he was actually getting truthful answers to his questions. And we did see some evidence yesterday that, in fact, the department was being very cautious about what they were telling him and in some cases deliberately omitting information about the fact that they were using income averaging, which would have been a pretty big clue if there wasn't one already, that there were inaccurate debts being raised.
Alan Tudge told the inquiry he assumed the robo-debt scheme was lawful and had never been shown legal advice to the contrary. There has been a lot of discussion around external advice when it was requested and what was received. What is understood at this point?
So what we know is that there was no official legal advice sought until the Solicitor General's opinion in late 2019, because there was a federal court case. And that was the thing that ended Robodebt, because they went and got the actual question about the lawfulness. But there were lots of near misses, including in 2018, where they went to an external law firm from DHS, to Clayton Utz. And Clayton Utz said, you absolutely cannot do this in relation to an AAT case, but they left that in draft. And then it got buried in the department. I should say it's the Department of Social Services. But also, interestingly, so Alan Tudge is on holidays in 2016-2017 overseas in the United Kingdom. Robodebt's everywhere in the media. It's a crisis. Malcolm Turnbull's cranky. He calls him back, demands he comes back to Canberra to fix it. A day after Alan Tudge gets back in the country, the Chief Counsel of Department of Human Services is on leave, but there are draft instructions drawn up for the Australian government solicitor from within the Department of Human Services by senior lawyers. And those draft instructions, had they ever been sent, would have settled the question and they would have come back, as the Australian government solicitor later did, saying you can't do this. They were never sent. Now, it was put to Alan Tudge, did the department draw up these instructions because you got back in the country and you asked questions about whether this was legal? And he claimed on the stand that he'd never seen that advice. He didn't know about it until yesterday. So that was a really big missed opportunity. The question now is, why was it never sent? And who made that decision?
Yeah, who made that decision? The inquiry
it's
will...
wild.
Yeah, it is. And it's affected so many people's lives and been detrimental. The inquiry will resume on February the 20th. They are moving through events in a chronological order. Stuart Robert was the final minister, I think, to preside over the program. He's the one that announced ultimately what they did with it. Are we likely to see him appear in the next set of hearings?
Yeah, almost certainly. They haven't announced the witness list, but we certainly did get a brief to Minister Robert when he was Government Services Minister, shown to the former Chief Counsel of Department of Human Services, Annette Mussolino. She was shown that brief on Monday, and that was an important brief because when they finally did get that Solicitor General's advice, that was the thing that made them tell Stuart Robert from the department, you know, if we continue with this thing, then we are opening ourselves to charges of misfeasance in public office, which could carry another class action. And so that was the state of knowledge because of that legal advice. And Commissioner Holmes actually thought that, well, maybe they could push that back further to March 2017 when they should have known and they should have acted, but they acted recklessly indifferent instead. So Stuart Robert will have some questions to ask about, you know, his tenure and the state of knowledge of officials when that advice came through, and whether he asked, well, how the hell did it get this far in without you doing anything about it? And this is where it's a really complicated inquiry because we've got a lot of people bearing responsibility here and a lot of people, I think, who have not told other people in their line of work about what they should have done or didn't do. And it's not the case where we're going to have one person at the end of this inquiry who is fully responsible for RoboDebt.
No, it's not moving in that direction. Rick, thank you for explaining it to us. For those who don't watch all of the hearings, although I have been watching them all in the last couple of days, they have been quite compelling and interesting to watch. And thank you for being our eyes and ears. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, PK.
Rick Morton, senior reporter for the Saturday paper. And that Royal Commission, of course, is ongoing into RoboDebt. And I know some of you were affected by RoboDebt, so obviously this is an important story. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast, where it's 19 minutes to 9.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.